This is What's on Your Mind. It's another hour. I'm Scott Hannon along with Todd Mitchell. I have pie in Tioga. Todd does not. I'm trying to rub it in. I put a Facebook post up with the actual pie, like right out of the oven.
Saw that.
Best crust ever. Like, unbelievable. Thank you, Steve and Penny Jensen, for the pie. We're on a quest to find the best pie in the Northern Plains, and I hate, you know, when you come to towns like Tioga and then they actually give you pie. So it just is, it's awful.
If you don't have any zero left in the fridge when you get back, you know why then.
Congressman Kevin Cramer's already drooling. He's been in the House minutes later, and I saw him right zero in on that pie. You did, didn't you? Anyway, it is the program we call What's on Your Mind from the Voice of the Northern Plains, 550K Fire in Bismarck, where the pie is not, but I'm in Tioga today at NESA Consulting, home of KTGO Tioga. Our oil patch affiliate, broadcasting from here today at NESA Consulting Service. And, of course, coming to you from KCJB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, and AM 1100, the flag in Fargo. As I mentioned, Kevin just arrived. What time did you leave Bismarck this morning, Congressman Cramer?
Do I have to tell you?
You do, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The 7 o'clock-ish.
7 o'clock-ish, okay, just rolled in here.
A little prior to that.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, sure.
Was there a little low-level flying, maybe?
No, not at all.
No, okay. No. Yeah, but it was a long haul. It's kind of a, you know.
Hey, listen, it's a beautiful, as long as the roads are dry, it's great.
It is a nice drive. It's a pretty drive, but it does take a little time. Now,
it does.
Gary Black is here. Gary is a pilot with the Cirrus and a regional sales director, covers, how many states, Gary?
Actually, I have about 8 states and 2 provinces, from Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota, North and South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, Manitoba, and Saskatchewan.
He's a busy guy.
That's a little land.
Yeah, and so if you want one of these series, you give Gary a call and take a test flight like we did today. How long did it take us to get up here? It took him 3 hours.
We had about a 40-knot headwind, so it took us just under an hour. Normally, it'd be about 45 minutes, but we will be back in Bismarck in less than a half an hour.
Are you jealous, Kevin?
I am, because I love the Cirrus planes. Of course, I have a little history with the development of it. But, yeah, they're fantastic planes.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable is right.
And if I was to calculate what it cost Kevin to come up here in his Suburban versus what it cost up to get up here, there's not that much difference, is there, Gary?
About a dollar a mile. I think it was 160 miles direct flight. So about $160 for 4 men to fly direct and save, well, about 12 man hours between the four of us.
Yeah, think about that.
Yeah, and some of these men actually have valuable time. A couple of them I know.
Jerome Richter, University of Mary, by far the most valuable time. Then Tom Campbell, the potato farmer banker, and then the radio guy.
Well,
last.
From what I remember about Cirrus, the whole model was for exactly what you just described. Not big planes, small planes, 4 people, very comfortable, very quick, very efficient. And, yeah, really modern travel that makes it affordable for people at all levels.
Absolutely incredible. And North Dakota made, thanks in part, Kevin, to your tenure as economic development director for the state and that effort to lure them to North Dakota.
Well, the effort really began before that when Governor Schaefer and the legislature passed legislation that was liability reform, you know, for the aircraft industry and trying to attract it. It became a target industry then. And when I was at EDNF, it was target. Cirrus was one of the early, you know, takers on that and opened a plant in Grand Forks, our old friend. Tom Clifford was on the North Dakota Development Fund board at the time and, of course, a strong promoter of Cirrus.
Rest his soul.
Yeah.
Good man, TC.
Yeah.
And now Cirrus, correct me if I'm wrong, is it the fastest growing, fastest selling private aircraft in the world?
Well, it's been the number one selling aircraft in the world for the last 10 years. And we are actually backlogged into midsummer already with about 160 airplanes on back order, building 6 a week.
So if you wanted one today, it would take you 6 months till it would come off the assembly line. Isn't that amazing?
That's a great way to do business.
How do folks find out more about them, Gary?
CirrusAircraft.com. Mm-hmm. And we're right in Duluth if you want to come visit us.
Yeah, come check it out. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it very much. And got us here safe and sound today. And, you know, you have a lot of turf to cover as a congressman. I'm only half joking about this. I know Congressman Peterson flies himself.
He does.
All the time. I mean, do many members of Congress fly in their districts?
Well, you're restricted, you know, from flying on private aircraft as a member of Congress unless you own the airplane otherwise we're confined only to commercial travel. Other than some very rare cases, we can fly in a government plane. So we can fly with the governor, and then you can charter, but you have to demonstrate, you know, through ethics and whatnot that you couldn't get there any other way, a commercially available way. So it's a very difficult thing for members of, especially the House, to fly in private aircraft.
Wow. Yeah, and so in other words, you'd have to be one of that, what, the two-thirds of the Congress that are like zillionaires to be able to buy one yourself, really, to be able to do this?
Well, it does help, and it does restrict us normal peasants in the House from flying a lot. But you know what? North Dakota is a beautiful state. You just have to plan well and hope for good weather.
We do appreciate the fact you're not a millionaire, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
That you're one of us.
Yes.
And a member of Congress. We could use more those of us in Congress.
The other trick I haven't figured out, though, Scott, is they talk about people who go into Congress not wealthy but come out wealthy, and I haven't figured out that one yet. I'm not sure how that works.
Well, it's your first term.
Okay.
Give it time.
I think it's, anyway, never mind.
Yeah. It's a whole other show, as we say in the radio business. Yeah. Anyway, it's What's on Your Mind today. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here with your questions or comments. Normally joins us on Wednesday in the program, but because he was planning on being in Tioga already and graciously meeting with some community members here at the town hall along with Senator Tom Campbell, so we'll give folks in the community a chance to talk with their member of Congress and a member of the legislature just about life in the Bakken, which is busy, in a word.
Well, it is. It is busy, but it's also it's also where the spotlight of the world is shining, and everyone's paying attention, and we have an opportunity, as I often say, as North Dakotans, to show the rest of the country really the way to do it, and to do it right, and do it well. And it's not to say we do it perfectly. We learn, from our challenges and our mistakes. But boy, I'll tell you what, I've got roughly 434 colleagues that would love to have what we have.
Yeah, and it's I imagine not a day in the House gym or the mess hall there and on the House side that you're not hearing about it, probably.
Well, hearing about it all the time. And in fact, on the House floor, we hear about it a lot. Not just by me, but by our leadership. And so it's a well-known story.
I have to come out to Washington, D.C. to meet with you and other members of our congressional delegation in my role as president of the North Dakota Broadcasters Association, so which basically means I just say Jack McDonald and Beth Helfrich. Where do I go? Where
yes,
do I do?
Right.
I'm like their errand boy.
No, Beth, very well.
Beth does a great job, so I'll be Beth's errand boy out there in February, but maybe we should round up some of your colleagues and let them, school them up a little on all the great things that are happening here.
Oh, I think it'd be great. It'd be easy to do. They're always anxious to get on the radio and talk. So, and to talk about North Dakota. So, I know we can certainly line that up.
We just need to export sort of more of that North Dakota common sense to D.C., don't we?
Well, it was funny, Scott. Actually, Senator Hovind, Senator Heitkamp, and I, along with our governor, we do a lot of things together, and we've been together a lot lately, especially in relation to this rail accident at Castleton. And one of the things you find out is, we always have known we are common sense people, that we come from a place that's rich in common sense. And what you don't realize until you've been to Washington and worked there for a year, like I have now, is how unusual it is. In kind of big ways, you think, my goodness, really? You see the way people do things. So we try to export more of it and apply it where it can be applied.
Your questions are welcome for Congressman Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. I have a couple that came in before the program. We welcome others at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. On the Talk Radio Town Hall, Kevin Cramer joins us each and every week to do this. You also do Coffee with Cramer events where you get into communities, and we should plug that there's another Coffee with Cramer event today, Stanley, 3 o'clock, right?
That's right. Stanley at 3 o'clock at the Target Logistics Hotel.
Yeah, that nice lodge there that's right on Highway 2.
Very nice.
Not hard to find. Are you going to go have a Whirl of Whip down at Dakota Drug, too, before you leave?
There's a fair chance of that,
yeah,
yes.
I think that's kind of my check-the-box moment in Stanley.
It's almost as good as the homemade pie. And that last piece that you were saving for Todd, I noticed, is gone. What happened to it?
Oh, don't even tell me that, or I'm so dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You are dead.
Maybe it's in the fridge. I think it might be in the fridge. It must have been put in the fridge. I'm sure that's where it is.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Speaking of that, we have our first off-air call, and then a couple of others, and others welcome here at 800-228-0550. Go ahead and roll that first call that came in for Congressman Cramer. I think it has something to do with pie. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Scott, on What's on Your Mind. So you are a connoisseur of fine pies. I was just wondering if we could get in on this contest, find the best pie in the Northern Plains.
Oh, yeah.
There's some pretty good pie a mile and a quarter north of 94 west of Valley City. Just put two apple pies in the freezer a few days ago. Homegrown apples. Thanks.
All right, I'm locking that into the GPS there off of 94 to Valley City.
Yeah, so. I want to make sure. Don't erase that just yet. I can't find there a lot. In fact, I mean, you guys really, this is, we're really off point here probably, but honestly, so Chris and I were just in Fargo. Time is so deceiving. Was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. So we drove over Sunday. Chris is my wife and little Abel, our son, for the North Dakota Grain Dealers Convention, which is an annual event on Martin Luther King Day. But we do not go to Fargo and back without at least stopping one way or the other at Tower City, at the truck stop cafe, where they have
famous some pie.
Absolutely. And my wife never misses a chance. And we got by with just one piece this last time.
William and Fargo, when we come back, we'll get serious. Promise.
Yeah, I promise.
Next, straight ahead on...
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The annual Best of the Best in Wheat and Soybean Research and Marketing Workshops will be held Wednesday, February 5th at the Alera Center in Grand Forks and Thursday, February 6th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help producers make better farm management decisions. Hands-on demonstrations will enable producers to get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. Although these sessions are free of charge for farmers, registration is strongly encouraged. CEU credits are also available. For session times and to register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link. Smallgrains.org, click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 17th, 2014. Gold opened this morning at $1,244.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,290.28, $645.14 for a half ounce, or $322.57 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,290.28, $645.14, and $322.57.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Nesset Consulting Service. I want to say, thank Kathy Nesset, RC, and Randy Nesset, our host today of this beautiful facility. It's an event center, really, in addition to obviously being the epicenter of everything they do in the Bakken in geological services here. And we'll chat actually with Randy before the end of the program today and visit with him a little bit as well. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall with us. William and Fargo is first to go. We have some calls that came in earlier with questions as well, but others welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Quick programming note, Senator Heidi Heitkamp will join us Friday for a full hour, and take your calls as well. Last time you were on, she was on with us, rather, you recall, I did ask if she would come take your call. She's agreed. She'll be here Friday on the program. So Senator Heidi Heitkamp takes your calls, full hour, Friday edition of the program. And, of course, every week we have Congressman Kevin Cramer doing that as well. William in Fargo, first question on the phones at 800-228-0550 for Congressman Cramer. Hello, William. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call, Scott. And thank you, Congressman Cramer, for being our representative.
Thanks,
William. Gee, after almost 32 years of being in the military, I was a happy hooligan. I retired in 2012, and I did more flying than I care to think about. But the my wife and I like to take the train now that we're retired.
Yeah.
And we took a trip out to Grand Rapids, Michigan at Christmas time here to see our son is in law school out there. Mm-hmm. And in any event, golly, the train was running eight hours. Amtrak Empire Builder was running 8 hours behind schedule. And when we got into our sleeper car here at Fargo, our car attendant, a very nice woman, said, look, the problem isn't us. It's Warren Buffett. It's BNSF. And apparently, she said, if you want to complain, call your congressman. Apparently with the sequester or some deal, they didn't spend the money reissuing a contract with Warren Buffett to give Amtrak priority over the freight trains. And when they hit eastern Montana and western North Dakota, they're getting waylaid almost every day, 6 to 8 hours. And anyway, I'm lifting it up to you.
You are. You are doing exactly as she suggested. This is the first I've heard of this, William, so I'm going to have to get some information on it, which should not take long. And maybe if somebody's working, I don't know if you guys heard, but they thought that it might possibly snow sometime in the next week in Washington, so they shut the town down. But my guys still go to work on days like that. So hopefully they'll get right on that, and we can check with BNSF, William, and check out, first of all, it sounds a little bit extreme, but it's not impossible. So we want to check on that and see, make sure we know that we're talking about facts.
Well, I appreciate that very much. And it is, I'll tell you, my wife and I, we love taking the Empire Builder into Chicago.
Yes.
And we're going to leave next week, in fact, and go down to New Mexico and Arizona visiting a bunch of retired friends. And we're going to take the train. And when last time we were in Chicago, the lady in the first class lounge just shook her head when we told her Empire Builder. Apparently this has been going on for a while now.
Well, what I would say is I wouldn't be surprised that there's a challenge, because let's face it, there's a lot more traffic on the rail. And let's also face it, that traffic is, the very area you're talking about. And so it wouldn't surprise me that that's part of the formula and part of the problem. But whether Amtrak has been given second class status on the same rail that it once had first class status, I don't know. We'll have to check on that. What my wife says, William, all the time, my wife Chris always says, when you take the Empire Builder, you're on vacation the instant you step on the train, which is not the case when you arrive at the airport. You don't feel like you're on vacation till you arrive at the destination. So we're train travelers as well.
Appreciate the call, William, and listen for your answer next week, okay?
Thank you so much.
Congressman Cramer back next Wednesday. Get you an answer. We'll make a note there. John and Grand Forks for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall today on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Oh, thank you. Congressman.
Hi, John.
This whole war on coal thing. Mm-hmm. Let's assume they shut down all coal-fired plants and they put up wind turbines from sea to shining sea. That coal is still going to be sold somewhere, is it not?
Well, it is, unless they start restricting our exports of coal, which they're trying to do as well. So in addition to making it more difficult for the United States utilities to utilize coal, they're now making it more difficult to export that coal because there's a high demand for it in places like China and India, other places.
Hmm.
So, yeah, okay. You raise an important point. That said, by the way, Scott, today's kind of an interesting day because literally today the EPA Science Advisory Board is going to make a ruling on the scientific analysis of the greenhouse gas emissions standards, the rule, the new source performance standards rule that the EPA has recently come out with. There's a symposium tomorrow in Bismarck that the North Dakota Public Service Commission is putting on that I'll be speaking to on this very topic. And as a member of the Science-Based and Technology Committee, we have studied in depth and had hearings in depth on the scientific analysis, or bad scientific analysis, of this important rule.
And I know you've been pounding on the EPA to actually do hearings where they actually have clean air with oil, with coal production, rather.
Yeah.
A coal-fired energy plant, so they've so far rebuffed that. Now, the administrator will be, the regional administrator will be part of that hearing tomorrow, right?
That's exactly correct, and I can hardly wait to see what they have to say about it.
So it's not an EPA hearing, it's a PSC hearing.
It's a PSC hearing. The administrator is speaking first. I am speaking right after the administrator, and there's a lot of updated information.
We had Julie Litvig on the program yesterday talking about that. There is a time for public comment as well at the Capitol. So that's open.
That's
It'll
right.
be at the Capitol tomorrow. So they'll be doing, and I really encourage folks, because this is really about the only time you're going to be able to at least have, for the record, the EPA here from North Dakotans. Right?
Well, that's so far, and you know, unless we can convince them otherwise, Gina McCarthy, the EPA administrator, went to China to talk to them about, you know, greenhouse gas emissions, but didn't want to come to any of the top 10 coal-producing states to talk about the rule here. So that's why I was a co-sponsor of a bill that said you can't, you know, the federal government cannot pay for any international travel by the EPA administrator until she holds hearings in states that are actually affected by her rules.
Is the war on coal real, to John's point?
It's very real. Well, it was admitted by, remember, one of the senior advisors to President Obama on this very issue. He said, remember what he said, perhaps a war on coal is exactly what we need. So, yeah, that's very real.
Say, a little birdie told me it's your birthday today.
Really?
Yeah.
Did the bird have a name, or did you recognize the beak?
I don't reveal such things.
It's true. With Facebook, there are no secrets, as you know.
Yeah. And I understand there might even be birthday cake at the Target Logistics in Stanley today, so everybody can come.
Seriously?
Celebrate the birthday with you.
No fooling.
Your constituents. Yes, 3 o'clock, Target Logistics hotel facility in Stanley today. I just wanted to let the world know that. And you're 53 years young, right?
Yes.
And you've never been called a grandpa, which is pretty amazing. I'm 49.
I am. I have been called a grandpa by my granddaughter.
Well, yeah.
She calls me Papa.
Yeah. But I go to...
She's 18 months old yesterday, by the way.
You're so lucky. Yeah. You are actually a grandpa, but you don't look like a grandpa.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is I go to coffee or lunch or something with my 10-year-old daughter, and people think I'm with my sister Maria and my granddaughter.
No,
you know,
I actually,
called
that,
grandpa.
That does happen to me with our son Abel, our 6-year-old, you know, adopted little guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does happen.
But you look a lot younger at 53 than
you're very nice. Yeah. On the radio, I look, you know, 43.
appreciate the call, John. Thank you very much. And the others waiting when we come back. Congressman Kevin Cramer with us. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. It is the Talk Radio Town Hall, live from NASA Consulting Service in Tioga today. We'll continue with more after this timeout. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, has done it again with another great special. Brian Burgraff, tell us more.
The Scott Hennon offer that we have out there, when that's $75 for any room that's available when you call in midweek, and or $99, which includes the room plus 2 hours of snowmobile rental on one of our great Polaris sleds.
It's the room and the snowmobile rental, $99 a night.
Yeah, it is. Can't go wrong with that special.
You can't. And again, that's any room.
If you need to, you can actually take that, the 2 hours, and add on more hours at a reasonable price as well. So
yes.
If you want to go 4 hours instead of 2 hours, you can do that too.
And by the way, the best part of that deal is literally they start the snowmobile for you. You hop on, you go. I mean, it's right out the door. You're on the trail.
Right out the door here. The Heartland Trail is right outside our back door. You hop on that and you can go for miles, literally hundreds of miles.
To book the Scott Snowmobile Special, go to chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott, or call 888-CHASE-06. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
We're live at Mesa Consulting Service today in Tioga. We are doing the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. We'll chat with Randy Nestor, Nessa Consulting, before the end of the hour. Our host today here at the beautiful new Nessa Consulting headquarters. That'll be the host in June of the Million Barrel A Day celebration. We're almost there. We're going to hit that pretty quick, but they postponed that, actually. They were talking about doing it in April and decided to go for a little sure bet weather-wise, so it'll be in June. And that is going to be held right here at Nessa Consulting Service. 1 million barrels a day. You ever think you'd see that, Congressman Cramer?
Well, I'm a little afraid it's happening as we sit here.
Maybe.
Maybe going on. No, who would have ever thought that possible? I've been reading, and I'd recommend to anybody that really wants to dig deep into the geopolitics and history of oil and gas development in the world, The Quest by Daniel Yergin. You know, he won a Pulitzer Prize for The Prize, which was the sort of the first segment of this. When I think of us at 1 million barrels per day, as I read the history of oil development in the Middle East and Africa and in Europe and Russia, and I think our little old state, this rectangle in the middle of North American continent, is in the big leagues. I mean, it does sort of boggle the mind.
It's impossible not to. And look where it started. Look on the wall over here, the Bakken family.
Yeah.
I mean, that picture, you look at that, if that isn't a vintage North Dakota family right there. It's just amazing.
You know, the
salt of the earth, folks.
The history of energy development in America and the history of, you could say the history of wheat in America, it's the same picture.
Yeah. Good point.
And
yeah.
In many respects, the commodities, while different, obviously, much of what we've learned historically as a food producing and food exporting state and nation can be applied to energy.
With this amount of growth and that, what boggles my mind is when you think about how much of the oil in the rock that we actually get out of the ground.
Right.
With today's technology.
Right.
Which is why I like RC and Randy and Kathy Nessett and what they do at Nessett Consulting, because they're moving that needle constantly. The R&D and the testing that they're doing that moves it from 8% of the oil to 9 to 10 is beyond anything we can imagine.
Well, imagine the U.S. Geological Survey, which has been, 6 years now since they did the first very conservative analysis of what's, you know, recoverable with current technology. So 6 years ago or so, 7 years ago, it was 4 billion barrels. 5 years later, they update that and they double it to 8 billion barrels, which is still a very conservative number.
Guys, I noticed there's a pattern there of how the federal government estimates things.
Well,
they're generally wrong.
But even if you give them that, they doubled the estimate, not based on more oil, but based on technology.
Yeah.
And even at that, we're still at single digits in terms of the percentage of the actual oil in place. Yeah, what's the potential? Who knows?
Incredible.
Yeah.
It really is. Does Washington get that? You told me once how much federal government ownership of mineral rights there are. How many trillion is it again?
Well, at the Institute for Energy Research estimates that at current prices, roughly today's prices, the federal government owns about $123 trillion worth of oil and gas.
So it is north of $100 trillion.
It is.
What's our debt again?
It's $17 trillion.
So you tell me we can't figure out a way to responsibly, as we do very well in North Dakota on private lands,
yes,
develop federal lands and eliminate our deficit.
I'm almost afraid that we will someday, and then Congress will have more money than to waste. But anyway, that said, yeah, there are lots of priorities we could fund, including perhaps really good tax reform that unleashes the rest of the potential of our economy.
But the greatest threat to North Dakota right now, being this island of prosperity,
yes,
right, is that debt. And as is our economy. I mean, ultimately, we can't be an island, right? So we are impacted by what happens nationally. And
certainly.
And to the extent we've shown the way, not only for responsible energy production and energy security, but also economic security.
Well, if we're going to sell more Cirrus airplanes, as a matter of fact, we need the entire country's economy to do well. If we're going to sell more of anything, including business services, which North Dakota is very big in, then we need to have a strong national economy, not just a strong North Dakota economy.
Pretty amazing. A couple of calls that came in that I want to get to here.
Yeah.
Before the break, the specific on this. One person asked about federal lands not being developed that are already leased.
Yes.
Okay. Suggesting that companies are I guess slow walking this. We heard that some during the President Obama said, no, these companies they lease land and then they just sit on it. I mean, what percentage of federal lands are leased but are not being developed?
I don't know what the percentage is, but there are a lot of federal lands out there that have leases. There's no question. A lot of companies have leases. But the lease doesn't give you the permission to drill on it. You have to have a permit. And that's why the bill that Senator Hovind and I introduced, H.R. 767 in the House, which is now the law of the land, it was passed by the Senate over the holiday and signed by the President, it actually provides a streamlining process for permitting, not the leasing, mind you. The lease comes much earlier, but the permit to drill, the application for permits to drill, is what takes so long. In the case of BLM or federal lands, it's nearly a year in nearly every case, whereas in North Dakota on private land, it's 10 to 20 days. Now, BLM land is federal land, whether it's Forest Service or whatever. That's owned by, 300 million people, and it requires more diligence. But our streamlining bill, what it does is it provides the resources and allows the Bureau of Land Management, which is the managing agency, to put several agencies under one roof. So in Miles City, Montana, instead of just the BLM office being there, we can put an EPA office in there, we can put a U.S. Forest Service office, we can put a U.S. Geological Survey office, we can put a person from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, whoever has environmental jurisdiction, all under one roof. So instead of each of them taking 60 days to do their process, one right after the other, they can do it all at once.
Sounds a little like the private sector.
Well,
this
has been done previously in other states, Scott, over the course of 2 years, the time frame for permitting shrunk by 25%. But don't worry, environmentalists. The process also included 25% more oversight, because you have a more efficient and effective process, more people working together rather than separately.
North Dakota's a good example of this, right? Because private lands
were the perfect example.
Average permit length from the application to actually permit grant is about 18 days, if I recall correctly.
That's about right. Yes.
And same oil, same soil, same rock, same environment, anything on federal lands, but 6 months right now. Is that right?
At least, yes.
Yeah.
Now, so you take that, and getting back to the caller's question, if I understand it, several companies have leases on that federal land. In some cases, those leases have actually expired before, or at least gotten very close to expiring within days prior to the actual permit being
issued. So it's not the company's fault. It's not. In other words, the company's incentive when they're leasing and paying for the mineral rights is to develop it.
Right.
In other words, they're not delaying.
Right.
The delay is in the permitting process.
It is, but then there's also, beyond that, of course, companies still have to make decisions about where they can make the most money, where is it the most productive, and all of that. And with that in mind, all of the characteristics of federal land get included, and sometimes that means that they're not the highest priority.
Here's another one. Came in on Facebook. Congressman, as a former member of the PSC in charge of pipelines, when did you learn, what year, that the Bakken crude has the consistency of gasoline but is more explosive?
I think all of us have learned that only in recent weeks or months. Nobody ever had any inkling that that was the case. And frankly, there's never, to my knowledge, been an explosion, if you will, created by Bakken crude in a pipeline. But obviously, pipelines, getting to that, maybe narrowing that down a little bit, when you think about even the rail incidences, that's why there's a two-track, if you excuse the expression, solution to this that we're looking at. One is preventing the accidents in the first place.
Keep the train on the rail.
And so in a pipeline, you don't have that same dynamic, right? If oil leaks out of a pipe, it leaks very slowly. It's not the result of a hit. Now, you can have in natural gas, high pressure natural gas lines, if a backhoe accidentally strikes, you have an explosion.
But it seems like we have, gone a little too crazy over this flashpoint of Bakken crude.
Yes.
And that, yes, while it might be more explosive or have a higher flashpoint than other crude,
sure,
it's still, when you put everything that is flammable that's in a rail car on a map,
right,
we're not off the charts, right?
Not at all. It's very easy to mitigate, I would think, and we'll figure it out. That's why one of the important components, one of the important things that the NTSB, National Traffic Transportation Safety Board, and PHMSA, you've talked about, Pipeline Hazardous Material Safety Administration, are doing, is doing an analysis of Bakken crude.
And when will that be done?
And that
2020
will be done,
or?
No, it'll be done within weeks. And that is to help identify not only how explosive it is, but then to properly label it so that the right product goes into the right tanker car.
Now, you have seen this particular tanker car that was in question, the Castleton thing, and said, okay, we've tagged these for replacement how long ago? And the railroads have said, we're fine with it, and we're still messing around with it.
Well, the railroads have been fine with it. Obviously, there's nobody that benefits from an explosion or from derailments, least of all the railroad, least of all the oil industry, and certainly not the people.
But some would blame the industry. They'd say, well, you don't want to buy a more expensive car. You don't want to retrofit them or whatever. In this case, the railroad has agreed with the federal regulators, but they haven't approved the new rail car
yet, right? Actually, the new improvements were made really in 2011. They've been building them to that higher spec since then. What we're waiting for is for PHMSA to come out with a rule that says, yes, this is the spec to build to, or maybe it might even be a higher spec. That's okay. Nobody's arguing what the specs ought to be.
Just tell us what the rules
are. Tell us what they are so then we can ramp up construction. But right now, about a third of the tanker cars on the line, in the fleet, if you will, are the new higher rated cars, otherwise known as 1232s.
Good. Reuben, Minnesota, question for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Reuben.
Hey.
Hi, Reuben.
How are you today, Scott and Senator?
I'm very well, but please don't demote me.
You just got a promotion. Yeah. your question.
No, Congressman. Sounds like miracles in Tioga are continuing. I just thought I'd call and greet the people in Tioga following our miracle discussion back in December.
Yeah, Reuben Elijah was actually part of an effort. I just recognized his voice at the Farm Festival building, a little process talking about what's your miracle, and talking about the bigger North Dakota miracle, that is obviously the Bakken crew, but then talking about individual miracles. It was a fascinating process, and just, seeing community members. One example, some kids talked about a pool project. Others, Dave Rust, the local legislator, talked about, hey, I'm worried about the disintegration of family.
Yes.
I'd love to see, families, be lifted up by community. It was a great little process, but, there are a lot of impacts to the community, are one of the things we're going to talk about in the roundtable today.
It raises a great point, Scott. And, I've talked about carrying the North Dakota brand in Washington and how everybody's paying attention, largely because of what's going on in the Bakken. And that spotlight is now on us. But we're doing a lot of other things in North Dakota as well. And, Reuben, you raise a great point. This is our moment to shine, to not just show how well we can produce oil or how efficiently we can do it on federal land, but to demonstrate traditional family values, how that fits into the work ethic of our communities and how that benefits not only our communities in our state, but our entire nation, because we are a great example if we do it right.
Appreciate the call, Reuben. Cletus in Tioga. When we come back, we're live at NESA Consulting today with What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn & Suites of Bismarck. Visit ExpressWayHotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hey, truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, you'll want to check out North Dakota's newest and best truck wash, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. With freezing temperatures, now's the time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your vehicle. They have two heated bays, $3.5 million facility, and you know what? They can take care of Bakken mud. They also have great VIP service, free coffee, free Wi-Fi, relax in front of the big screen TV, take a hot shower. Well, they take care of your truck and get rid of the most extreme mud, dirt, and ice conditions found anywhere in the U.S. in this state-of-the-art facility. Now with all new hours, open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Get a load of this. Get 10% off between 7 p.m. and midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. Give them a call. They'll guide you in. 701-628-1550. 701-628-1550. You'll find them just south of the Senex off Highway 2, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at 8139 61st Street Northwest in Stanley, North Dakota. The all-new North Dakota Truck Wash. Check out the new facilities, and you'll love the good folks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They know how to clean Bakken trucks.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We're live at Essent Consulting Services, Tioga, North Dakota. Great community center, by the way, and perfect for events. They rent their facility out. They have a beautiful kitchen here and just a great facility. So remember that if you're looking for a place for an event in the Bakken, the new Essent Consulting Service, great place to do it. Final segment, only about 5 minutes in the segment. Congressman Kevin Cramer here. Cletus in Tioga, you're next on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Cletus.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, Cletus. Yep.
Oh, okay. I'm wondering when we're going to get this rural water. We started this back in 07 and 08, and we've been battling trying to get this water. These man camps, these people in campers all get rural water. We lived there our whole life. Our water ain't fit drinking. And they keep postponing it. They said, well, next year, 2 years down the road, we got a difference. You'll be in stage two. You're in stage four now. They keep postponing it. And we started it. Tioga started this rural water thing, trying to get it going. Stanley got it. Wild Rose got it. You name it. Everybody got it. Tioga sits without water. We're a mile away from this rural water. We can't afford to put it in ourselves.
Well, I have to admit, this is a little bit outside of my jurisdiction. I will tell you, though, I was one of the things I was really pleased about earlier last year, I guess, the first year I was in Congress, we were able to get an amendment on the Water and Energy Appropriations Bill. Congresswoman, I'm losing my mind. Anyway,
you're 53
Christy
today.
Noem, yeah, I'm 53. Christy Noem and I were able to get an amendment onto that bill to add another $25 million for rural water projects in our states and in the West. And but I don't, you know, again, that's outside of the federal jurisdiction.
Cletus, a good question. We'll ask the state folks, though, because yeah. I know that effort in WAS is part of that project.
And there's been a little bit of a hang-up over a lawsuit against WAS by people down people in other states, Missouri, I think, specifically, related to taking water out of the reservoir in the Missouri River system, and that fight goes on and on and on. So that I don't know that that would be part of this problem, however.
Appreciate the call, Cletus. Let's get Bob and Grafton in here for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, Congressman. How are you, sir? I voted for you, and I think you're doing a good job. And real quick, because I know we don't have much time left, I would like to see our state constitution amended, or if necessary, or whatever. I want to see our state constitution state marriage is between, in the state of North Dakota, marriage is between one man and one woman, period. The reason I say I want that in our constitution, because I don't want what happened over in Minnesota to happen here. I don't want some liberal judge making policy from the bench. You understand what I'm saying? And I really wish you would push that.
Yeah, no, I completely understand, and of course you'll have to talk to North Dakota legislators about getting that done. I'd like to see the same amendment, frankly, at the federal level, because, you know, as conservatives, we often say, well, we like federalism, of course, we want states' rights, and we want states to have those rights. I certainly don't want other states to be able to impose, you know, their values on our state's values, so there are things we can do at the federal level as well, but change the state constitution would have to begin here.
It's tragic that religious freedom amendment didn't pass last go around. Planned Parenthood spent $2 million scaring people about it when it was protection against exactly what Bob's talking about. Appreciate the call, Bob. Real quick, we didn't touch on these, but just lightning round on the new budget and the help that came as a result of a fix on the veterans side.
Well, right, there was a problem with when the budget deal was struck last year between Paul Ryan and Patty Murray, the House and Senate. There was one of the reductions that the Pentagon had asked for because they needed more money, and we understand that we wanted them to, and that was part of the sequester relief. They were going to take a big cut in the sequester. Was they want and need comprehensive reform to pensions. We did throughout the federal system, and we made some reforms to federal employees. A slight reform on the pension side for the Department of Defense was a reduction of 1% in the cost of living increase for 20-year retirees of the military up until the age of 62. So if you retire at the age of 38 or 40, between then and 62, you'd have a rollback of 1% in your cost of living increase as a fully retired member. And that there was some concern about that spilling over into disabled veterans and whatnot. Much of that, not all of it, but much of that was repaired in the bill last week, the appropriations bill. The rest will be...
As you promised it would.
As I promised it would.
Yeah. Good point. That's fantastic. We have to thank our host here, by the way.
Awesome host.
Randy Nesset and the team at Nesset Consulting. Randy, thanks for having us today and hosting this event.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming. We welcome you guys here, and it is a great facility that we put together, and it's nice to be able to host events like this. So thanks for coming, guys.
The pie comes out of the oven pretty good here.
It absolutely does.
Yeah, we're going to be serving up a little bit of that. I got to ask you the really important question. When are we going to move that needle from like 8% of the oil out of the rock to like 9%? We were talking about earlier about how it could solve most of America's problems. How are we coming on improved technology and getting more oil out of the ground?
That's an excellent question there, Scott. Isn't America wonderful? I'm telling you, these guys are doing it as we speak. Literally, the estimated ultimate recovery of these wells is going up in the last couple of years almost twofold. So as you talk about that and as you ask these questions, the oil companies, the EOGs, the Continentals, the Whitings, the Petrohunts, all these guys are putting their amount of money into these wells in research and development, and they are doing very good at it, and they're getting a lot of oil out. So, yes, that amount of oil coming out of the ground that's in there is increasing.
Does that make you sleep a little better at night, Kevin?
It certainly does. It certainly does. But, of course, North Dakota is going to lead the way. Of course they are.
1 million barrels per day here within. We might be already there. What do you think?
We could be already there. I got a sneaking suspicion we're very close.
But we can't solve the entire energy security problem for the entire country. So let's get a little bit of that $123 trillion worth out of the federal lands and offshore, shall we?
That'd be a very nice way to
let a couple other people participate.
Chip away at that deficit. Anyway, we're NESA Consulting and Tioga today, and Randy, to you and your mom, Kathy, RC, the whole team here, thanks so much for having us. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
And Congressman Kramer, we'll see you next week.
I look forward to it, because then we can talk about BNSF's $335 million that they're spending this year to upgrade the Amtrak rail.
Good idea. We'll get that plug for you. By the way, 53rd birthday celebration for Congressman Kramer. Coffee with Kramer, 3 o'clock in Stanley at Target Logistics Lodge.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefald, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since the ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it is also giving us a chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this a nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy, in the world, as a matter of fact, and we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at USSND.com. All gifts are tax deductible, USSND.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts. Products from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.